My name's Mark Frye, President of Sylvania City Council, and I'd like to call the public hearing together for special use permit 4-2021, which is a special use permit filed by AMA 44 Development for the possibility of utilizing 5625 West Alexis Road in Sylvania, Ohio, as a medical marijuana dispensary facility. So with that, just to kind of set the table a little bit more, this zoning amendment was filed in the middle of November of 2021. It was referred to council in early December, and then on December 16th, the Municipal Planning Commission, it was referred to Municipal Planning Commission, and then they voted for unanimously to move forward with the application for the special use permit. With that being said, Mr. Howard was here from the last time that this came before our committee, and I wanted to give you the opportunity, before we start accepting information from the public for and against the special use permit, to give us just a brief update of the status and where things stand in regards to your planning process for the location.
Yeah, I'll give you a brief update on where we are. So essentially, the state did their lottery. It was won for Lucas County. We didn't win, but I still want to go through the process, so there's no imminent opening right now. But since we started the process for the Planning Commission and the special use permit, I wanted to kind of see it through. So it's all set in case it does, maybe a year or whatever,
okay,
come up. So kind of that's where we're at right now. It's not going to be open. I think something in Toledo won. So I'd like to kind of maybe give everybody else the opportunity to speak, and if I could reserve some time to come back up and either debunk what they say or kind of speak.
Sure. I'd give you the opportunity to speak again. It's your request. So
yeah, that's where we're at. But we didn't win the lottery. I think it was like we were like the 34th pick.
Okay.
That. So this is probably not going to happen in the near future, but I want to finish this process.
So it just set the table a little bit more. My understanding of the process is that that the state of Ohio allowed one additional location for Lucas County for a medical marijuana dispensary facility. Your operations were, you had two applications at your location, correct?
Yes.
I'm going from my memory, so if I'm wrong, correct.
Something like, I think we had two in, and it was a lottery, so it wasn't based on merit whatsoever, just kind of the luck of the draw, and somebody in Toledo won that.
Right.
But so they picked multiple ones. I think the highest we got was the 34th.
So there was a number of applications from Lucas County. They picked up, for lack of a better term, out of a hat.
Essentially.
And they did it by lottery, and one of your two applications came in the mid-30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're at right now, so it's not likely to happening. And I doubt 33 are going to drop out, so it's very unlikely. So, but that being said, the property is owned properly.
Right.
I'd like to go through the special use process. I don't know when the state's going to award new license, but at least when they do, the process is done, and we could have a more seamless transition into hopefully having a medical marijuana facility in Sylvania.
Great. So,
with that being said, if anybody would like to speak, I'd love to give them the opportunity and share some time to come back.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Mr. Howard. I appreciate it. So there's a number of members of the public here this evening. Some of you may be just an observational, but this is the opportunity. At first, I'm going to give people who are opposed to the application the opportunity to speak if they want to speak. If you are interested, please identify yourself and come up, and then you would need to provide your name and address for the record. And you'll have the opportunity to speak briefly either for or against it. In this case, I'm looking for people from the public who are interested in opposing the application for the medical marijuana use dispensary. Please. Well, I think everybody here knows who you are on council. Just for the record, identify yourself.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Deb Cheney, and I live at 5736 Summit Street here in Sylvania. And I just want to pass the director for Sylvania Prevention Alliance, prevention organization in Sylvania, to have a health safety community. So I wasn't prepared to talk tonight, but have done this before. So I'm not against medical marijuana. We think it has its benefits. We know there's one on Sylvania Avenue, which is probably about a 10-minute drive from us. So we think that our community, our residents, do have an opportunity to have the opportunity to get medical marijuana if they need to. It has, medical marijuana has some positive effects. We're not against that piece of it. Just trying to not normalize the use of marijuana. Our young people can't separate medical marijuana from recreational marijuana, especially as more of our communities are starting to legalize recreational marijuana too, which then has the does not just have the CBD, but the THC that gives the person the high. So we see, even with the vaping, that our kids are putting recreational marijuana in the vaping. So not to take away from the positiveness of the CBD, but to not normalize the use of marijuana, because they have a, our youth have a hard time separating that. So I guess with the fact that they, individuals who need to have medical marijuana, will have access to the location on Sylvania Avenue, which is not that far from us, I would ask our council to really reconsider the environmental impact, the message we're sending to our kids, and what we want our community to look like. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Deb?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else here this evening that would like to rise up? Ms. Husband. Ed, we definitely know, but just for the record, Sandy, if you would identify yourself.
I'm Sandy Huffman. I live at 5960 Indian Trail in Sylvania. I'm proud to say that. You all pretty much know my stance on this. Having lost three members of our family due to drug issues, and knowing that all three of them started with marijuana, I think marijuana is a stepping stone. I do believe that there is a part of medical marijuana that is useful. It's the CBD. That is the part of marijuana that doesn't get you high, but takes care of the other issues. And that's pretty readily available, I think. If you go to the right stores, or you'll see signs that says CBD oil here. So it's out there, and it's for anybody who wants it. It's not the addictive part of marijuana. I think that's basically, other than echoing, of course, what Deb said about our community, our children, and the prevention job that Sylvania Prevention Alliance is trying to accomplish. So I think we have our citizens. I know Deb has mentioned that we need to make sure our citizens have it available to them. And it's a 10-minute drive down Sylvania Avenue from where we stand right now. From the Sylvania Diner, it's a little bit less, 4.5 miles. So I think we're served. I think our citizens are served. If they need medical marijuana, they can get it pretty easily. That's all I have to say. Thank you. It's nice to see you all.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience this evening that would like to speak in opposition to the special permit?
Mr. Chair, I have a question. You might need some help from the Blood Restaurant. I received a phone call from someone this evening who could not be here, who wanted to have some mark in opposition. I would like to ask their address. It's Joel and Mary Johnson. She sits on the school board and is a school board meeting this evening. So I don't know if we can move forward with that.
Sure.
And because we're speaking in opposition, I want to be clear that this isn't my voice. This is speaking on behalf of a community resident that reached out to have their view shared. Is that all right? All right. So Joe Johnson is a member of the Green Board of Education. She's a nurse practitioner.
And she is concerned that, about this medical marijuana facility. She believes that the medical marijuana or any marijuana leads to other drugs. She does not want to see this in our community, and she wanted to be sure that was heard. Again, I know my microphone wasn't on, so maybe others couldn't hear. Again, this isn't my view. This is Jill Johnson's view. In addition to that, her husband, Larry Johnson, is a psychologist, and he wanted the group to be aware that he, in his professional experience and practice, has run across some studies that suggest that use of marijuana, in particular long-term use, can lead to schizophrenia. And he feels that it's really not in the best interest of our community to bring a medical marijuana facility. So with that being said, I just wanted to be respectful of the request of our community residents to have their voice heard since they were not able to be present.
Great. Thank you, Mrs. Westphal. Are there any other members of the audience who are interested in speaking in opposition to the special use permit request? Hearing none, is there anyone here that wanted to speak in favor of the special use permit request? Also wanted to give council members the opportunity to ask questions of the administrative staff or perhaps make comments in regards to this, and then give Mr. Howard the opportunity to also respond as he requested a bit ago. Are there members of council who wanted to make comments?
I had a question. You want to go ahead, Chris? I had a question for clarification. So it was mentioned that this could be, you know, this permit is very likely not happening because of the lottery, but it could be in the future something could happen. So if we approved this, and if something happened 3, 4, 5 years down the road, it would be that would
that's
be
correct.
Everything would be smooth sailing through there.
Yep, that's correct.
For medical marijuana.
Yes.
For medical marijuana. Yes.
In this specific location and through this owner. Okay.
To follow up, so if the ownership of the building changed,
the special use permit runs with the land.
So it goes with the land. Mm-hmm. So if somebody else purchased the land,
right, or if
the
there's
land,
an ownership transfer,
it would still follow.
Correct.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
I'll make a comment, Mr. I appreciate you bringing this to our community. And I think it's I think it would be ideal to be able to provide our residents with the necessary medical treatment to assist in the treatment of this horrible list of diseases that medical marijuana has been approved for in the state of Ohio. I'm just going to read those diseases so people understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. I want them also to understand that it needs a doctor's prescription to come in.
Right.
Just walk out.
But the disease, the qualifying medical conditions are AIDS, Alzheimer's, cancer, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, hepatitis C, inflammatory bowel disease, pain that is either chronic and severe or intractable, positive status for HIV, sickle cell anemia, spinal cord disease or injury, Tourette syndrome, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, I don't even know what Kachira is, chronic traumatic encephaly, epilepsy or other seizure disorder, glaucoma, Huntington's disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, spasticity, terminal illness, traumatic brain injury. The idea that our residents could not get the medicine they need to be treated for these diseases in their home community, I think is unfortunate. I appreciate your initiative, and I'm hopeful that in time the state will find a place for you in their system.
I appreciate your support.
Mr. Howard, before you go any further, any other comments from members of council?
Can I clarify the comment that I made? That the special use permit does operate how I explained. However, council could impose a restriction that if there was an ownership change, the special use permit would terminate.
Because it's an SUP.
Correct.
Right.
You can put limitations and restrictions on those. Just wanted to make sure.
But that's not in the application.
That's correct.
So mechanically, any consideration by that in this case would require us to overrule the Municipal Planning Commission, and that would require 5 votes.
Correct. It would be a modification of their recommendation.
Right.
Yes.
Which requires 5.
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Howard?
I would accept that if you want. You don't have to go through that process if I can just accept that stipulation. So this land's been in my family my entire life. I have zero intention on selling it. So I've been a business member of Sylvania since then, since it was Ideal Hot Dog way back in the day and everything else. So I wouldn't want to do anything. I'm actually purchasing more land on Alexis Road right now, so I wouldn't want to do anything detrimental to the community. I'm very involved with marijuana in Michigan. They're probably one of the most professional operations I've ever seen run, better than any hotel, any other business I've ever seen. Because if you ever go in a marijuana facility, it's absolutely top notch. So from the security to the distribution to the tracking, the license is issued through the state Department of Pharmacy. So this is a very intense operation and very professional. So they mentioned going to Toledo. Why would you want to send your tax dollars to another jurisdiction that can keep it here and also draw people in to get their medicine and actually make money? Michigan just reached last year $131 million, and Colorado just reached over $2 billion. In taxes collected from marijuana. So, and the gateway drug and all that stuff, this is 1980. So the archaic Monday, you know, that's nonsense at all. So, but I mean, I would love for you to support this. I'd love to be part of the community and bring this to the community. And it would run with the land, but there's still obviously a lot of approvals that would have to come with that through the building department and all that stuff. So it wouldn't be clear sailing completely. So we'd have to get, you know, architectural prints submitted. The state fire marshal, the state people would have to sign off on it. You guys have to sign off for this inspection. So it's clear sailing to an extent, but there's still a lot more. I'm in the process of opening one in Monroe, and it's a nightmare. So, but in any event, I respect everybody here and hope you support this. So thank you very much. And if you have any questions of me, I'm here to answer.
This is Westfall.
Mr. Howard, who I think already shared this, but I can't recall what you said. What is the process since you didn't get it this time? Do you know when the next lottery will come for the
It's entirely up to the state.
Okay, so you have no idea.
So I think that
in a month or 20 years.
I think they base it off of a need. So what they're doing is they're issuing more permits for dispensaries, and then once the demand's there, then they're going to issue more permits for cultivations, and then they're going to kind of bounce back and forth. So once the demand, because of more dispensers are there, then they'll issue more permits, and they'll just keep it on a based on a demand basis. So that's why they allotted one for Lucas County. They thought that Lucas County is one more. Wood County, they issued 2 because there's obviously more demand there. So that's entirely up to the state.
The regulations on this are extensive. They're really extensive. And actually, it's getting into opening a medical marijuana facility in Ohio today is probably pretty risky, because there's a very good chance that this is going to be on the ballot in the near term, and that we'll have recreational marijuana in Ohio. And then the substantial investment in this medical marijuana facility wouldn't be profitable. So.
Yeah, I mean, right now you can just go across the state line anywhere and just get recreational or medical. So Ohio is competing with Michigan, and they're losing a lot of market share considerably to Michigan. You go to Lunapeer, I'm opening up in Monroe. Ann Arbor has 28 dispensaries right now, and they're issuing more.
So, I mean, respectfully, everybody cries about crime and this and that, Ann Arbor, I mean, you can't beat the quality of Ann Arbor nationwide, and they've got 28 dispensaries, and they're issuing more licenses right now, because there's no crime, there's nothing. In fact, there's studies that show that when a dispensary closes, the crime in that area goes up. And when it opens, it actually goes down. So, that being said, it is a risky, it's very hard to get the license. The Department of Pharmacy oversees it. It's a lot of regulation, and hopefully one day we'll get it here, but I guess this is the beginning of the process to get this done, and, you know, the 1980s views of marijuana are, I can't believe I'm here anymore, to be honest with you, but it's still out there, those misconceptions. But that being said, hopefully it can be part of this community and everybody can see that it's actually a benefit.
Any other questions for Mr. Howard? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
So, given the situation that we have in front of us, we have special use permit 4-2021. There's no particular immediate need because apparently the lottery didn't came out and we're pretty far down. This location is pretty far down the list. What's the council's thought process on moving forward, giving it time to consider it, and then acting on it later, or how would it like to proceed?
You know, Mr. Frey, I think that in light of this new information, it might be nice to just take a moment to pause and think about it a little bit, revisit it at our next meeting. But whatever the will of the group is, of course.
I support that.
See a lot of heads nodding. I don't think we need to do anything with that.
We have a reasonable time to act on this,
yes.
And I think we've completed all our mm-hmm. steps at this point, and I'm certainly comfortable considering legislation at our next meeting.
So
this is a hearing, so we don't do motions, right?
Right. No, I don't think there would yeah. be a motion. But just mechanically, with that. I'll accept a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Do I have a second? Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for coming this evening. Obviously, council's going to start here in a few minutes. You're welcome to stick around.